Well, welcome, ladies, to our vodcast, Women's Month 2024, where we celebrate fierce women and brave women. So yes, that is right. It's the month of August. Women do celebrate a whole month. Actually, we celebrate the year, if we be honest, but this month is for us. So welcome. It's such an honor to have you both here today. We have Mom Nila as well as Pastor Cheryl, which is also my mother. So we're quite excited to hear what you guys have to share on day one.
Thank you for having us here, and it's only a pleasure to be a part of this podcast.
Yes.
And as daughters of the Most High God, as we welcome August is the eighth month, and it's a month of new beginnings. So let this August be like no other. Let it be a month of putting the past behind, building ourselves in strong faith. If we are not built up, then we cannot, during tough times, build the next generation. Yeah. We must have a testimony for them, and they must see our lives portrayed according to the word of God, and then they will take the example from us. So we need to build the next generation. In this month, we are going to unpack the lives of women who dared to be different, to make a difference, who risked whatever was required of them. They did the hard things to bear God's light and bring glory to the kingdom.
Sure.
So welcome to Women's Month. I know 9th of August is Women's Day, but I think the women have taken over the whole month. So I'd like to talk about a woman named Jochebed. And not very many people talk about it, but if you turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, it talks about how by faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months, and they were not afraid of the decrees of the king of Egypt, the decree that he sent forth to say that all male boys must be thrown into the river Nile. But they took the risk, the husband and wife. So I will pick up a story from Exodus 1. In Exodus 1, it talks about the king giving a decree to the midwives, and there were two midwives. In the story, you will find there are like four generations there. I'll quickly unpack that for you. It was the midwives that were older. Then it was Jochebed, and Amram was the husband. Okay. And you see that he sends out a decree to Shiphrah and Puah. They were the two midwives. And he told them, when the Hebrew women are in labor, you make sure when they give birth, if it's a boy child, you kill them. But the midwives feared God. And it says this so many times. They feared God, and they didn't fear the decree of the king. And I would like to say to the young women of our generation, the government may say things, people at work may say things, but if it doesn't line up with the word of God, you be faithful to what God's word says, and he will carry you through in through those tough and difficult situations. And because they feared God, they saved the male seed. And so they knew that the Egyptians, they worshipped the river Nile. And once a year, they will throw out the children into there to feed the crocodiles. And it was infested with crocodiles. And so when I think of Jochebed, I think of her as the Old Testament woman who carried a deliverer in her womb. And she knew the potential and the purpose of this child. Because if you read carefully in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, it says Amram and Jochebed came from the Levi tribe. So their genes, their Levi genes, I'm saying the Levi genes were strong. And so in tough times, it's the strong that'll survive. It's in the difficult times that the people who focus their eyes onto God and get direction from God, they will survive the tough times. And then she's from the Old Testament. Then there was another young lady in the New Testament. She also was so brave that she risked her life, the talk of the town. She also carried a savior. When Jochebed carried a deliverer to deliver the Israelite nation, but here's Mary in the New Testament. She carries the Savior who saves the entire world. How powerful women are. So when God wanted to do something on the earth, he chose a mother to raise up
Yes.
A man.
Yes.
So women, we are powerful.
Mm.
And so don't take your calling lightly as a woman or as a mother. Mm. And so we will zero in Jochebed, the mother of Moses, who gave birth in the midst of a dark, difficult, and a dangerous time.
Sure.
Moses' mother was a woman who saw beyond the moment, beyond the fear she faced, and saw value and potential in the infant child.
Mm.
Jochebed's story of faith and bravery teaches us what it is to be a life giver,
mm-hmm.
and a protector,
mm.
and a preserver of life.
Sure.
She appears, like I said, in Hebrews 11, the hall of faith. Can people look at us and say that it is because of our faith that they are where they are? Because mm-hmm. every day we are coaching someone, we are impacting somebody. In our line of work, mm-hmm. we are touching somebody's lives with the word mm-hmm. we say and the way we live our lives. Mm-hmm. And so it says in verse 23, prompted by faith, Moses, after his birth, was kept concealed for 3 months by his parents because they saw how comely the child was. They saw. I want to talk about the word they saw. When you see something, you must have perception. Mm. They perceived. Unlike Eve, when she was in the garden, she saw the fruit. She saw the fruit. It was good for life. But she was deceived.
Mm. Yeah.
So your seeing can either be a perception of something for the future that will build our faith, or it's going to deceive you and take you in the wrong pathway.
It's powerful.
So I'd like to combine my story with the lessons we can learn from Jochebed.
Mm.
And Jochebed, she really amazes me because by this time, Jochebed has two children already. She has Miriam, mm. then she has Aaron, and he's 3 years old at this moment, and now the mother is pregnant, and she's going to give birth. In those days, there was no scan to tell you're going to get a male or a female, because at that time, if you know you're going to get a male, I'm sure you're going to do something. You're going to flee into another land,
yeah.
have the baby there for a while, and then come back.
Isn't
in this generation, those are the things. But in that time, it only purely they had to depend on God for his guidance and for his leading. And so you see that these two children must be so excited. Oh, mommy's going to have a baby. We're going to have a sibling now.
Yeah.
And you know, if the three of us, we're going to do this, that, and the other. And when the decree was passed by the king, fear could have set in,
yeah.
which is a natural reaction, right?
Mm.
But God, in his sovereign plan, gave Amran and Jochebed strategies, skills to preserve the future deliverer of God's people.
Mm.
To all women out there, let's raise up children that won't be mediocre, drawn to the systems of this world, but rather to be God-fearing, kingdom advances, nation changers, history makers, kingdom builders, game changers. Jochebed's faith made her a game changer. And how many of us can say that we are game changers?
Mm-hmm.
We must understand also that our children are God's children. Mm-hmm. We are only stewards. God entrusted them as a gift to us to grow them and groom them for the plan and the purpose that he has for them. And that is why in tough times, I hear the young lady say, oh, we're not going to have babies now because it's so expensive, it's so difficult, and we are living in cruel days. But I'm telling you, what if God is choosing your womb to bring the next person to make a difference in the media? Maybe in the government, maybe in a school, because of all the things that we are going through. So when God wanted a man, he raised up a woman because mothers are makers of men. And Proverbs 1 verse 8 says, fathers instruct, but mothers teach.
Yes.
So I'm here to teach the young woman, the old woman, young girls. So we have to give an account of our children that we bring into the world. Mm-hmm. They are our responsibility, and it's not the government's responsibility, not the school teachers, and not their bosses. She became a game changer. Jochebed was such a woman. She raised up three powerful children. Do you know how powerful their children were? And it reminds me of me. I also have three children. And by faith, I'm saying I have raised up powerful children.
Yes.
Miriam, she was a prophetess, a songwriter, and a worship leader. Mm-hmm. Aaron was a priest, and he was a mouthpiece for Moses. Mm-hmm. And Moses was a receiver of the Ten Commandments. He was a writer of five books, and God appears to him in the burning bush.
Mm.
So God chose Jochebed because she was God-fearing, number one. And if we are God-fearing, God will also choose us because he can trust us with the mandate that he gives us. And he knows that this daughter of mine will go and accomplish the purpose I sent her for. And because she was God-fearing, she stood for what's right. And how many of us are standing for what's right today? Or we just go with the flow of the world and with the people of the world. She was willing to risk for whatever was required of her. She was strong in her convictions. And she didn't compromise. If Jochebed lived in our generation, she would urge us on and she'll say, God's got this. God's got your back. You can do it. She would say, although the odds are against you, you may be living in a crooked, a perverse, and an evil generation. I can elevate you in front of your enemies. That's what she'll tell all of us today. God will do that because it's not about you, but it's about God's ultimate plan and purpose. So Jochebed's bravery made her a game changer. And I'd like to define the word game changer, and it's so powerful. A game changer is a person or a thing that dramatically changes the course, the strategy, or the character of something. And think about it. In difficult times, a newly introduced factor. Now, the king just introduces this decree. Isn't it something new for her? That changes an existing situation or an activity in a significant way. And won't you agree that Jochebed did just that?
Absolutely.
Let's pick up the story in Exodus 2, verse 2. She becomes pregnant and gives birth to this child, Moses. She is both excited and afraid because of the decree passed by the king of Egypt. She chooses faith over fear. And she does the unthinkable thing. Like I said about seeing the beauty of the child, she doesn't see the outer beauty, but she sees the beauty of the spirit and the soul. That no one can destroy. But beyond this, she perceived that this was no ordinary child. She said, no, she's not going to be deceived. When Jochebed saw, she perceived. She hid him for 3 months. Hiding him for 3 months is the protection she provided for this child. She protected him. And when she could no longer hide him, she had a plan. So it's she perceived first, then she... What did she do?
Protected.
She protected, and now she has a plan. She must have thought of Noah at this moment, because she's building the ark, right?
Yeah.
She must have thought back, oh, Noah, when he wanted to save his family, he built an ark, and it floated on the waters. So my child is going to float on the waters as well. How powerful is that? And she comes up with a plan to build an ark with the bulrushes, and she waterproofed it for her son. She must have prayed, Lord, if you protected Noah, you can protect my son. And that's a place we must come to. We must always reflect back to God's word and say, God, if you did it for her, you can do it for me. Because when you have a plan and God approves that plan, he will make the provision. So I'm building somebody's faith up here today. There is nothing too difficult. And she said, you did it for Noah, you'll do it for me, and you will bring him to safety. And then, like I said, the Nile was crocodile infested, and the Egyptians worship. She must have also said, Lord, don't let this crocodiles, let their smell go away. They won't smell. There is a little child floating down the river. And so you can learn lessons from it. God has a way of solving our problems.
That's good.
There is nothing too difficult for God to do.
Yes.
The workings of God is beyond our comprehension.
Mm. Yeah.
She places the ark among the bulrushes and hides him again. This is the second time she's hiding him. Think of it. The first time she hid him for 3 months.
Yeah.
Hide him no longer. Now she's hiding him in the bulrushes. And she strategically places it near the bulrushes because there's no crocs there.
Mm.
And she knows Pharaoh's daughter and her maidens come to bathe there. And Pharaoh's daughter was coming to bathe there, not to have a bath, as to have a bath.
Mm.
They believed that when they walked on the River Nile, they'll get fertile. Their wombs will open up.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But see, God's plan.
Yeah.
He shut her womb so that she can adopt Moses, that he can be taught in the house of Pharaoh.
Yes.
So because if we want to defeat our enemy, we have to be in the enemy's camp to learn the strategies.
Yes.
And yet we are mistaken. We say, no, we don't have to go there because we will be killed. You'd rather be there. Be brave enough. Mm. Be there. Learn their tactics. Learn their culture. Learn their language. Learn their science. Learn their history.
Mm.
Then only you can overcome them.
Mm.
Maybe I'll give you a chance to ask the question.
I think we have learned that God gives us the power to be brave.
Yes.
And that he has put that in women. He has put that in us. And thank you, Mom, for sharing that word of God for women in this month. I think we know we're on a mission here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pursue God in this beautiful, brave way. So, Pastor Cheryl, if you can maybe just share with us a woman in the Bible who has shown bravery, and just let us know about that story and how it encourages you.
Okay. Thank you, Sitting Bailey, for that question. When we inspire others to understand and value women, we forge a better world, okay? I am going to talk about a very insignificant woman in the Bible, but yet she played a very pivotal role in the landscape of biblical history. Many people do not acknowledge her. Nobody gives her credit. She was an outcast in society. Lots of people had a low opinion of her. She was a harlot. Her position held no credibility, but nevertheless, she played a vital role in the shaping of biblical history.
Wow.
She is a Bible hero in today's terminology, and she was also a part of Jesus's family tree and the lineage to Jesus.
Yes.
She was a Canaanite woman, and she lived in Jericho.
Yeah.
And it is no secret, my brave woman is Rahab.
Sure.
Beautiful Rahab.
Yes. Rahab's character of bravery is displayed when she hid the spies, when Jericho sent the spies out to spy the land.
Mm.
When they entered the city of Jericho, she took a risk. And when the spies came knocking on her door, she took them and she hid them on the rooftop of her house.
Yeah.
And for me, that is an act of bravery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she not only risked her life, she risked the lives of her family as well.
Mm-hmm.
When the king heard that Rahab had the spies in her house, he sent the soldiers there. And when the soldiers came to ask Rahab, where is the spies? She totally denied it, and she misled the soldiers, and she said, you know what? They ran the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of Rahab choosing to protect the spies, she misled them, and she diverted them the other way.
Mm.
Just like how Mom said, Rahab was a risk taker. So
yeah.
I believe she risked the life of herself and her family to protect the spies.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a greater picture to the story.
Yes.
She understood the deeper revelation that God had for her.
Mm.
Because she heard of the miracles that God had performed in the wilderness. Mm. She also had courage and boldness in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
And how many of us in today's world, having courage is, you know, something that we really need to build within ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a mental state.
Mm.
We say be bold, be strong, be courageous. You know, those are words, but how often do we act upon them?
Yeah.
Rahab's faith was unstoppable, and that is the kind of faith we need to have. Faith that is unstoppable, faith that will move mountains, faith that will make us persevere. We hold on to God, and you know, we pull down heaven to activate our earthly blessings.
Yeah, sure.
Even though Rahab knew that the city of Jericho was going to be conquered and taken by the Israelites, she still had strength and courage to believe and make a brave decision. In today's world, you know, it's actually quite, bravery is also a mental state of the, of one's mind. To be brave is to step out of your comfort zone. It's to step out of your place of the four corners. You know, you go beyond your boundaries. You have to, there's no limits to being brave. And being brave is through the Word of God. I've learned to be brave in so many ways, through prayer, through seeking God, putting a demand on Him and asking Him, God, where to from here? You know, not in my flesh, not in my carnality, but let your ways and let your plans prevail in my life. Rahab's faith provided her with the assurance that her actions was aligned to a higher purpose, and she was a part of God's divine plan. We also need to stand on God's promises, and that is what Rahab did. She stood on the promises of God. We do not need to deviate, but we need to trust on God's promises. And God's promises is yea and amen. There is so many promises in the Bible that we can, you know what, make a demand on God and say, God, you promised me long life. You promised me good health. You promised me that you will never leave me, neither would you forsake me. And those are the promises that we need to activate and we need to confess with our mouths. Even though Rahab heard of how good God was, and that is why she believed in the God of Yahweh. And that is why she also hid the spies in her home, because she knew the same God that delivered the Israelites. And where God parted the Red Sea, he provided quail and manna from above. It was the same God that was going to deliver her. And there was a greater divine calling in Rahab's life. She didn't know the beginning from the end. The end was going to be her salvation. And that was the greatest gift that came out of this whole story. Rahab also had excellent leadership qualities. And you know, it's Women's Month, and we all women, we are surrounded by phenomenal women. I mean, I'm sitting next to a graceful and phenomenal woman of God that knows such deep truths. And that is what Rahab had. Even though she was a harlot, even though people looked down on her, she was an outcast. She was a stigma in society. Nobody had anything good to say. But you know what? Whatever was intended for her evil, God turned it around for her good. And her leadership qualities was that of bravery, of being courageous. She had determination. She had unwavering faith that shined through all her activities. Her choice not to listen to the gossip of the people in Jericho, she made a choice. And you know what? We all have choices in today's world. And it's so important, the choices that we make, you know, whether we are led by God with our choices, or whether we do it in the carnal way, whether we are influenced by our peers or our husband even, you know. So whatever choices we make, we need to discern and we need to make the correct choice, because a choice today will determine your future tomorrow. And like I say, there was a higher purpose in all of Rahab's activities, and that was her salvation. That was the greatest gift throughout this process. And that was God's grace of his redemptive power over her life. God used her very shame of her sin as an avenue to save her. And I think, you know what, we always speak about Anna, we always speak about Esther.
The famous ones.
Exactly. And I today I chose to speak about Rahab because nobody ever recognizes Rahab. Sure. But Rahab, you know, in the Bible, there's three prostitutes that's mentioned. It's Mary Magdalene, it's Gomer, and it's Rahab.
Mm.
And I think they played significant roles. So we cannot write anyone off. We cannot say, yeah. you know what, you are a nobody. Because God has a purpose and a plan for everyone.
Yes.
And I believe our brave actions, you know what, will define our future. My scripture for today is in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. And the Lord says, He is the one who goes before you. And that is so true. He guides us in all our steps. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
That's profound because that's our key scripture for this Amen. Month. So, yeah, that was beautiful, ladies. Yeah, so can you think of any parallels between the challenges faced by the women in the Bible to women of today?
Well, definitely. They may have lived many, many years, thousands and thousands of yeah. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we face the same challenges today. But if we can only take time off and read about them, you will find that how they help one another and how they rely totally on God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and then they got their victory. I'll just want to zero in on the story I was talking about. I said I saw their four generations, right? And we may be facing, we are always talking to different generations, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Moses' mom put the baby in the bulrushes, the sister, the big sister, now she could have been about 7 at this time.
Yeah.
So she's watching who's going to pick up her brother. We all need a big sister who watches over us, isn't it? We are our sister's keeper.
Yeah.
So let us find one another where we can be watching over. And she watches and she sees Pharaoh's daughter picks up this baby. And guess what? She's also brave at 7 years old, maybe, or 10. I'm not really sure. Bible scholars say maybe 7. She risks her life also. She goes and she says, do you want a nursing mom for this baby? And she says, yes, go ahead, go. And she runs straight to her mom. She says, Mom, please rush. Because your son is found by somebody and they need you to take care of him. Look at the story, how God's story turns everything around. Where she goes to Pharaoh's daughter, I'm sure in her heart she says, God, thank you for answering my prayer. My son is going to be alive. And because the enemy could have taken, because this is Pharaoh's daughter, right? Because she knows what her father asked to be done to the male children there. She could have thrown the child into the river. But she was moved with compassion because I believe God changed her heart. And then the mother comes and she says, I want you to take this child away, wean him, and when he's old enough, bring him back, and I will give you a reward. That means to look after your own child, you're getting paid. I mean, that's a double blessing.
Exactly.
And then imagine the second time she has to let her child go. Now he's of age, she comes, and she keeps to her word. And that is why I say, woman, that you say something, you must... Your yes must be your yes, and your no must be your no. She could have been tempted to say, I'm going to keep this child. I'm going to hide this child.
Sure.
And I'm sure if it was in our days, if we had a baby and they said, if the baby was a boy, you got to get rid of him, we could have dressed him like a girl and pretended like this is
That's
a girl
true.
Baby.
Yeah.
But how long are you going to hide the truth?
So, yes.
And that is why God must gird our loins about with truth, because knowing the truth is going to set us free. So she runs home and she brings the mother, right? And I just want to close with this. That when she takes care of the baby, she goes and gives the baby back. And suddenly it's like the baby is grown now and he's 40 years old.
He's not a baby anymore.
He's not a baby anymore. In the same chapter, chapter 2 of Exodus, he's a grown-up man and he sees two people fighting, the Egyptian and the Hebrew, and then he kills the Egyptian, and he thought that nobody saw.
Mm.
But when he was found out, he runs away into the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And that's where his preparation time actually takes place, where he's prepared to become the great leader that God talks about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll close with that. And so I don't know if you have any questions.
No, I think, Mom, you can talk to challenges that are faced from the women in the Bible to today.
Okay. I think, women of the Bible, there's a similar correlation. They run parallel because the women of Bible times and the women of today, the modern-day woman, the career woman, the professional woman, the woman that stays at home, we are all faced with the same challenges because we have a household to maintain. We have a husband to keep.
Mm.
We have children to take care of. So I think being brave in today's society and having that mental condition where, you know what, I am more than a conqueror. Mm. And you need to face your challenges head on.
Mm.
Being positive is all about having that perception that I am going to conquer today.
Yeah.
So be positive in your mind.
Mm.
You know, before I start my day, I commit everything into God's hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My family, whatever God has, the agenda of today has to be committed into His hands before I even participate in the day's activities.
Mm.
And I just want to leave this with you. You know, sometimes we doubt ourselves.
Yeah.
While others are being intimidated by your full potential.
Sure.
You know?
That's so powerful.
Yes. Yeah, so as women of God, we have deep potential.
Mm.
And sometimes we feel, you know what, I'm too scared to speak.
Mm.
But you need to speak because there is a voice. Each and every one of us has a voice.
Mm.
Some have a loud voice, some have a soft voice, but we all have a voice.
Yes.
And
within
each one of us, we have that potential. God has given us that potential that we need to unleash.
Mm.
So we would not know our potential if we do not tap into it.
Mm.
So yes, I think that is the brave woman in the Bible. And if we talk about physical bravery, I just want to say that I swam with the sharks in Maldives.
Right.
So if we talk about that kind of bravery, you know what? I said, when I turn 50, I am going to do something outrageous.
Yeah. And
that
you did it.
That was my act of bravery.
Nice. Yes.
So, So ladies, thank you. And
can I just close with something?
Yes, please.
So the workings of God cannot be understood.
Mm.
But God needs to be trusted because He knows the best.
Mm.
It's not what we do or what we build or what we achieve, but who we raised that will showcase in the hall of faith.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
Who we raise. Success is not always with what we build, but someone we raise. The greatest contribution that we can leave on this earth is not what you build, but who you raise that will eventually build.
Mm.
One woman's bravery saved a nation.
Sure, yeah.
So our bravery, will it save our family, our friends, and our loved ones?
Mm.
Let us be brave in this time and say nothing will stop us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much to the both of you. We have learned a lot about being brave and the sincerity of it, that God wants this for us. He desires for us to pursue Him in bravery and to go forth and to raise in bravery and to work in bravery and to swim with sharks in bravery. God just requires this of us. We're better for it. Thank you. Thank you
so much, ladies.
Thank you.